Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Morning, Ozzy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. Very, very, very good. Very excited about what we see on the field last week and few days. You see a little bit different ball club. I'm kind of excited about it. I'm not going to get too high on it because you never know. Played good yesterday. You know, they've been playing pretty good baseball lately.
You know, I totally agree with you. They've been playing good baseball. They've been a better team. You know, that the disaster in Baltimore, I thought it was great that they won a game against the Mets, and then you get that Baltimore thing and you're scratching your head. Then they play really well against Detroit. They beat the Royals, and now they're on the road here. And I guess the headline for me today is Luis Robert, right? I mean, we'll talk about the call-ups and the young guys and all that stuff, but you saw Luis Robert play the way you want him to play. Not only did he make some really important defensive plays, but he had the double and the home run, and they are a different team if they get a professional outing from him.
Well, I was very excited because defensively, this guy no doubts how good it can be.
Right.
Offensively, we've been waiting for this moment for a long time, even for last year. In last year, he was struggling late in the season. But excited and happy to see him contribute to the ball club. Hopefully, think about, I don't want to left out of this group. You know, this group playing very good baseball. And hopefully he can do the best he can do every day. We don't show up once a week and doing it. Show up, be very more consistent. And when this guy hitting, obviously the ball club is going to look better.
Ozzy, last Friday, Kyle Teal made his major league debut, and things have gone pretty well. Before that, we saw Tim Elko called back up to play a role, and maybe he'll be here a while, maybe he won't, but he was promoted as well. Last night, it was Grant Taylor's turn. He makes this just electric debut with 12 pitches, 10 of them strikes, and he had a 1-2-3 inning. Philosophically, has the White Sox organization changed the way they view prospects and how quickly to bring them up to the majors? Because it seems like this season, over the last month, it's been faster than ever.
There's no doubt about it. In the past, it's kind of like, they tried to hold those guys back because time in the big league, it just all the different things. Right now, I think Chris Gethard did a tremendous job. You're playing good right now. We're going to call you up, see what you can bring to the table. They don't worry about the money. They don't worry about the free arbitration year. They don't worry about free agents. And I think that's a great idea how to build a young ball club. And take a look. You know what? I'm going to take a look at you in the big league to see where we are after the season, to see we can, you know, we can keep you and continue to build the future, or we can trade you because we think you know where they have any chance in the big league. Great moment, because a great opportunity, because you can see those guys in the big league. And I think last night, I said in the show, they find Taylor's a new closer. I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I said that, but he got the best off out of the group, what I see. I seen him pitch in the minor league. It's not, believe me, it's a lot of different when you pitch in the minor league when they pitch in the big league. But what I saw yesterday, he was calm, you know, at least in the mound. I don't know how he feel internal, but he threw a strike. He got an unbelievable breaking ball. I see his breaking ball going down 12-6. I like what I see. His makeup, it seems like it's very good. And they know how to close it for next few years. I think they find one. I got to compare him with Bobby James. He throw harder than Bobby. He throw harder than Bobby. But his breaking ball, it remind me of Bobby James. You know, good ball, good changeup. But the best thing is about 100 miles per hour. You can throw 2,000 miles per hour.
You know, you
have to be around the plate.
I always thought that the most extraordinary thing about 2005 was the way you guys went through closers. It was pretty extraordinary that that you had an injury, then you go to Dustin Hermanson, then all of a sudden you know he's down, and you got Bobby Jenks, and it just worked as easily as it did. Three different closers that year. And it was almost as if you were improving every time you had to make a change. Why was that so easy that season and so difficult every other year? And Ozzie, by the way, I was saying earlier, I thought Will Venable did a good job of getting that kid into the game against the 7, 8, 9 hitters, making sure that he was in a position where he could have success.
Yes, I did overall. I think did a great job, especially late movement on the field when they replaced a couple of players for defense and a pinch running. Yes, I think I have a little bit say, you know, he will pitch this guy today. I don't know when and how I'm going to do it, but I think he's pitching in a very tremendous spot. Not an easy inning because they only up by 2 runs. But he went down. But if you can find out what you have, you know, you're going to make your debut in Houston. The team has been playing very well at home. And you do what you did. It created you a lot of confidence. It made the bullpen now a lot better. And I'm very, very glad what I see. And I'm not getting in love with players so quick. I got to wait to see how good they can perform in a few days. But with the stuff we have, with the stuff he have and the mentality he have, you know, I mean, this kid can be a devastated. It can be great out of the bullpen.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen on The Score is brought to you by Ford of Homewood. It's where smart shoppers shop for new Fords. So, Ozzie, last week, as I mentioned, Teal comes up. Edgar Carroll is going to split duties with him behind the plate. One might DH as they did last night. I was a little surprised they sent down Corey Lee. What did you think about the way the Sox have handled this catching situation?
Very tough. Oh, my goodness. Very tough because when you got 2 rookie catchers, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, those guys got to learn. Not learn how to play in the big league. I think learn the coach, the pitching staff. They got to go a lot of things. Now, baseball, in the past, you say, hey, what you have? Fastball, slider, change. Okay, let it go. Now, you got to go. You got to go like a football section, you know what I mean? You got to reach so many different pitches. You got to say, you know, in this Pacifico score or count, you got to call this. You know, it's just so difficult now for the catchers. They handle them very well. To me, my worry was get those guys at bat. But you split them the game time behind the plate. You got to give them a 300 at bat, 250 at bat each other. I think that's a good kind of at bat. I love Theo. Because, first of all, I love Theo just because what he brings to the table, what he brings to the game, enthusiasm, he's all happy, very smart player. He did something yesterday. He scored from first base with a ball in the gap. Okay? How many catchers can do that?
Right.
Besides that, that ballpark is very short. You know what I mean? You will have to really, really move yourself very well to score for first base with that. And it's score easier. That's a good point. I think it's throwing the guy out second base a couple of days ago was good, but it's a bat. Get good at bats. You can see those guys get good at bats and choose one of those guys. He put his nose on the ball. Get good at bats. Take the walks if you have to. You know what I mean? Just some good thing happened behind. You know, how many organizations have a rookie catcher can be a star in the organization? And Ali, I'm a big fan of him. He had to understand the point of what they want because the White Sox know what they can have from Lee. They don't know what they're going to have for Teal or Carroll in the future. Now they got to figure out, you know, which one is going to be the starting guy for next year, who's going to be the backup. So many things go in that position for the White Sox.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, I thought Shane Smith pitched well yesterday. He's pitched well, generally speaking, since coming here. Do you believe he's their all-star? Every team gets one. Or do you think Vargas has a chance?
Wow, I think this kid earned to be the enemies. Right now, maybe okay. Have two, three more stars. Yesterday, to me, it was a little struggle.
Yeah.
Especially the third and the fourth come out very good. We got to give some love to the defense, White Sox defense.
Yes.
From the big double plays last couple of games. But it showed me I struggle. Back in the sixth inning, I told Chuck, I said, they got to get him out. I said, why? Now he's just, you know, have no legs right now. See how he pitches for next 2-3 stars, make the All-Star team. But yes, because most of the time, All-Star games, they need a pitcher. They always have problems because the guy throws Sundays, Saturday, cannot pitch Tuesday. So many things involved. And I think this kid somewhere, somehow, if this kid's available to pitch, I think he will be on the last All-Star team.
We're about a month away from Returning for a Cause, a second annual golf fundraiser by the Rincon Family Services in conjunction with the Ozzie Guillen Foundation, a golf outing, Swing for a Brighter Future, July 15th, four-person scramble at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club in Lamont. So, Ozzie, how long can the Sox keep this going? They've had a very good week, but it's only been 1 week. Do you see things that you think are sustainable, and do you think this team can finally learn how to win on the road?
That's a good question, man. That's a great question. Chuck asked me that question before they take off. I got to wait. I'm not going to get excited about it. I got to wait to see how they play. this week in a row. They start very well, but I think they continue to do what they're doing. Get the big hits. That's the more important thing. The White Sox have been killed by not hitting with the main scoring position. That's the biggest thing they have right now. They're doing it. If they continue to do it, I think it's going to be an excited team. I'm not going to say, oh, my God, look, they're going to turn around, win the division, win the World Cup, but it would be a fun team to watch because they have a lot of tools and a lot of things I like to watch a baseball team. They can run. They can hit some little bit of power. They got a great pitching staff. I don't want to say great, good pitching staff. They catch the ball. They only make one error in the last week and a half. You know what I mean? It's a lot of good things come up for the White Sox. But playing the role and hitting with a scoring position, that's why they have the record they have right now.
Yeah, they feel like a different team. It's almost like they returned some professional baseball players to the outfield. You know, the outfield is kind of veteran now, and that feels pretty good. And I think that they've solidified things in the infield a little. They're just a better team than they were before they had sort of professional outfielders.
Well, right now the kid is healthy. That's the number one thing. And you can look at it. Rojas even hitting yet. You know what I mean? A lot of people talk about Roberts, obviously, because he's the oldest star on the team. He's the best tools player we have. But Rojas been struggled a lot. And I don't know how long they're going to have patience with him because he played good defense, but they are bad. It's happening there. And if this kid start hitting and put it, go with the group, instead, it's like, wow, you got 100 RBI and that's 100 at bats. You know what I mean? A lot of different things you got to get better because he's right now is very struggle at the plate.
Ozzy, great stuff. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you a little bit later.
Thanks, Ozzy.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
That is Ozzy Guillen. Always a joy to talk to him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.